You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I'm Andrew Kahn.
I'm Ryan Zook.
And I'm Aaron McMahon.
And these are some of the Michigan Wolverines headlines from MLive.com this week. Be sure to check out our full podcast episodes as well. The latest focuses on Jim Harbaugh's contract extension. On to the headlines.
Mike Hart, the all-time leading rusher at Michigan and infamously known for inflaming the in-state rivalry with Michigan State, is returning to Ann Arbor. Hart, 34 years old, was named the program's new running backs coach on Wednesday, leaving his post as associate head coach and running backs coach in Indiana in an announcement from head coach Jim Harbaugh. "I am excited about the addition of Mike Hart to our offensive coaching staff," Harbaugh said in the release. "Mike is a great coach and Michigan man who has shown the ability to develop and elevate the performance of the running backs that he has mentored. The addition of Hart comes after two recent departures from the Michigan coaching staff. The status of Jay Harbaugh, who has coached the Wolverines running back since 2017, remains unclear after his contract expired on Monday. Hart brings a wealth of experience to the position, having rushed for a school record 5,040 yards and 41 touchdowns during his four-year career at Michigan. He holds school records in 100-yard games with 28 and average yards per game with 117.2, earning first-team All-Big Ten honors three times and finishing fifth in Heisman Trophy balloting in 2006.
This holiday season was a special one for Connor Jones and his family. The three-star offensive tackle from Palmer Ridge High in Colorado verbally committed to Michigan, his dream school, on Christmas Eve, just days after visiting campus for the first time. "When I was growing up, me and my dad would watch Michigan on Saturdays, and he's been a lifelong fan," Jones said. "You could say I've been a lifelong fan too. I mean, just the schooling and education that Michigan has, it definitely has all the criteria to be a dream school." Jones, the number 882 overall prospect and number 78 offensive tackle nationally, and his father, Travis Jones, took a self-guided tour to three of Connor's top schools, Michigan, Northwestern, and Indiana, just before Christmas. While prospects are not able to tour inside facilities or meet with coaches in person, the 6'7", 285-pound Connor said he immediately fell in love with Ann Arbor while walking around campus. After deliberating with his family when he returned to Colorado, Connor decided to pull the trigger. Travis, who grew up in Loveland, Ohio, but became a Wolverines fan as a teenager after watching Tyrone Wheatley have a monster game against the Buckeyes, was ecstatic about Connor's decision. "It was a pretty special time frame," Travis said of the visit and pledge. "I've got a picture of him as an infant in a bouncer seat in front of the TV with a game on at midfield and the block M is right there. He has grown up watching Michigan since day one."
Three former Michigan basketball players found new homes this week. Caris LeVert was traded from the NBA's Brooklyn Nets to the Indiana Pacers as part of the four-team deal that sent former league MVP James Harden from Houston to Brooklyn. LeVert, a 6'6" guard, played at Michigan from 2012 to 2016. The Nets drafted him in the first round and signed him to a three-year, $52.5 million contract extension before last season. He is averaging better than 18 points per game this season. Two members of last year's Michigan team who were not chosen in November's NBA draft have joined the G League. Xavier Simpson was selected by the Oklahoma City Blue with the 7th pick in this week's G League draft. John Teske will play for the Lakeland Magic. The abbreviated G League season will take place in a bubble format in Orlando next month.
Ben McDaniels, who went from analyst to quarterback's coach during his three-year stint in Ann Arbor, will not return to the Michigan coaching staff in 2021. Jim Harbaugh recently decided not to offer a contract extension to McDaniels, who is one of six assistant coaches whose pact with Michigan expired on Monday, a source confirmed to MLive. No word yet on the other five, but McDaniels is the second notable departure since the Wolverines concluded their abbreviated season. McDaniels has removed his affiliation to the University of Michigan on social media. As of Thursday afternoon, McDaniels was still listed on Michigan's athletic department website as part of the coaching staff. Team spokesman has declined to confirm the departure. McDaniels, 40, arrived at Michigan in 2018 as an offensive analyst. Later that year, he was promoted to wide receivers coach for the Peach Bowl following the departure of Jim McElwain, and parlayed that into a full-time role on the coaching staff coaching the quarterbacks.
Everybody on the Michigan men's basketball bench was standing and cheering, watching in anticipation as the possession unfolded, the seconds ticking off the clock. When the buzzer sounded, they poured onto the court to celebrate. There was no game-winning shot or high-flying dunk or deep three-pointer. Michigan had simply gotten a defensive stop to end the first half. Michigan is undefeated for many reasons, but don't discount the importance of the bench behavior. In a season with no or limited fans in the stands, teams have to create their own energy, and the Wolverines have created an atmosphere where every player takes joy in seeing his teammates succeed. They can be sitting on their hands, they can be sulking about minutes and shots, but we haven't had that, Coach Juwan Howard said. They're inspired by watching their teammates compete out there on the floor. Read those stories and more on mlive.com/Wolverines.